Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites and a great broadcast, as usual, again today. Cass Ingram's on hold. We'll get to him shortly. Natural medicine extraordinaire. We had to pull him off the side of the mountain. He had to kick the goats away to get down there.
He had to get that...
Oregano. The wild oregano, of course.
Yeah, on the side of the mountain.
Joel Skousen's coming on in about an hour. And, of course, with everything going on, asking him strategic relocation. I'm going to ask him about strategic relocation.
Yeah, where's the best place to
be? I'm concerned about strategic relocation right now. I don't know about you. Among other things, of course, he's a geopolitical strategist and what have you. So we'll get to that. Uncle Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. It is. You got a story that you wanted to share real quick.
Which one?
Well, two of them. Just quickly. Go ahead.
YouTube sent that doctor that we had on yesterday that said
Erickson.
That, yeah, Erickson.
Dr. Erickson,
said
yeah.
A 0.0.
Said the mortality, the mortality rate is really
0.03.
low.
0.03. Well,
for his troubles.
YouTube censored him, took him off.
So for his troubles and research.
He had 5 million hit views, whatever.
And YouTube took the video down.
And that was what, 2 days?
Wow.
2 days he did that?
Wow, what, you know, but I'm sure they'll let, you know.
That's some Satanist, come on.
Satan, yeah, come on and sacrifice, mock sacrifices. I'm sure that's fine.
Not even mock, real
sacrifice. What's the other story?
Facebook admits to banning users who say they're proud to be English on St. George Day.
So St. George Day, here's what it is. It's normally celebrated on April 23rd. Which is the day supposedly he died. However, Church of England rules denote that no saint should be celebrated between Palm Sunday, blah, 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 so it changes. So it's also known as the Feast of St. George. The feast is celebrated as various Christian churches and also has become kind of a nationalistic kind of thing. Who was St. George? He was somebody who got killed in the, I'm probably not pronouncing this right, but Diocletianic persecution of AD 303. Where dioceses and others, Romans, executed Christians in mass. And so he died during that, and so that he became a saint later and what have you. Now it's become more of a nationalistic kind of English pride.
Like St. Paddy's Day almost.
Well, yeah, like that for Irish people, kind of, you know, Irish pride, what have you. I imagine that's similar. I'm not English, but I think so. So Facebook says that's good.
It's racist. Got to take it off. Got to take it down.
It's racist that you honor the person who was executed by Romans. Yeah, that's racist. It's very racist.
You're offending other ethnic groups. we'll leave it right at that.
We'll leave it there. Let's move on. Our first guest is obviously one of our favorites. He's a natural medicine expert. As we're talking to him before the... for the show, I said, "How are you doing?" Well, I'm all I eat is all this natural medicine. So why wouldn't I be doing good? Always a pleasure to have him on. It's fun, educational, world class knowledge right here, Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hello, good. Where you been all my life? Don't be such a stranger. You know, keep in touch, man.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been as long as the time before. It was way too long.
Too long. Yeah, the world's gone half mad. So try to get some semblance of sense out of the whole thing. You know, I wonder if this isn't a weird situation where anybody that knows about natural medicine, you know, really knows a lot and is pounding it, really good stuff, not just vitamin C or something, you know, just pounding the good stuff. They're like immunized from all this nonsense. They're not even getting anything. And if they did get something, they'd beat the living daylights out of it. But if you're kind of a Harvey Milquetoast, and you're just, you know, give your life to modern medicine and the doctor, the divinity, and the caduceus with the snakes. And if you take that route, a lot of people end up dead on a doornail.
Is this kind of the modern day natural selection? Kind of the
something
the
like that weird thing? That's weirdest thing I've ever seen.
What? Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna ask you, what do you, you mentioned basically the priesthood of these doctors with a white coat and a stethoscope. I mean, as you were listening to this and watching this, I mean, at first I was trying to make sense of it, and it's become pretty clear to me that there's so much hype and propaganda and manipulation of this that it's just beyond. I mean, you as an expert, what goes through your mind as you see all this?
Well, I mean, we've had these pandemics and these sort of oddball things. You had your Lyme is a horrible enough, West Nile. You keep seeing all this. You know, you've got your Ebola. And then you have your H1N1 and your bird flu and your pig flu. But to me, the system is broken. The medical system is out of Dodge. It's completely incompetent. So you don't, if you're sick, if you go there, you might not come out alive. That's not too good. I'm watching that. I'm watching people on respirators, which they shouldn't be on in the first place, and then they give them morphine and diazepam to kick the bucket. I'm watching them give prednisone for a virus or a pathogen, and it just goes crazy when you do that. You know, I'm seeing every kind of inanity and imbecility. I don't know what to think. But, I mean, to me, also, you've got the industrial farm connection. You saw what happened. I predicted it with the pig slaughterhouses.
Yeah,
and everybody shutting down.
Time,
you saw it.
Yeah.
Whatever this is, it loves filth and blood and tissue. And if you don't deal with that, and you don't deal with these hog farms and that, you know, sticking animals, every chickens and everything, just shoving it all together. And it's a disaster. And it's all funded by the multinationals. Don't just talk Chinese now. So this is a problem that we have, and now you have these people dying in nursing homes, hospitals, and young people. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who got sick, and even 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, and they're talking to me on the phone. They can't hardly breathe. They're not some spy somewhere. They're really sick with something, you know, and then I tell them what to do, and they get unsick. Some
Imagine
of them
that.
Get unsick in an hour after I tell them what to do. I mean, come on.
Let me ask you something about the nursing homes. Oh, you mentioned prednisone. I want to ask you about that, too. But my aunt works at a nursing home doing care for some of the people there, private care. But she'll go to the nursing home. So the word spread among that nursing home. The reports are coming down that in New York, people in the nursing home were getting sick with something. They said coronavirus, whatever. They were getting sick. They went to the hospital. They took them to the hospital. The hospital turned them right around and sent them back to the nursing home. And this is where the kind of the nursing home diseases were spreading in New York like crazy, and people were dying. They were told that that's what's going on in New York. Do you know anything about that? And does that
sense? No question about it. I mean, the people are being sent home. Don't come here. Don't come to the doctor's office. Call us, but don't come around. Don't go to the hospital. If you're about ready to die, we might check you in and put a tube down your throat. But they don't want them. In a nursing home, forget it. You're done. You're finished. Unless you go in there. Now, case history. I had two little old ladies who were helped by another little old lady. I sent the little old lady some bottles of the oregano oil, you know. She shipped them to the two little old ladies who were in the hospital. They told the little old ladies, you're going to die, drop dead, get your will ready. They checked out and went home. Look, it's because we've come to the divide where we know nothing about. Cut God out, stick him in a box, and duct tape him. We don't want anything to do with him. And if he recommended the way human beings should go, forget it. We want our vaccines. We want our recombinant technology. We want our artificial poisons that we're making from petrochemicals. And everything else gets shoved into the ground. So here, you know, he was merciful enough to tell us what the cure was for all this. Nobody paid any attention to him. You got in the Bible one cure, and you got the Quran has another one. And then there's the Bible's got another one too, the black seed. So the oregano, the black seed, and the honey, those are the three divine cures. But I just, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I can't, am I supposed to, like, I feel like I'm the Twilight Zone guy. You know that guy? There was an atom bomb, and then everybody died, including his wife, and he was happy that she was gone, the old bag, he said. So now he's the only one left on the earth. And that was no, I love women, so there's nothing. Only one left. And he was all excited because he was going to read every book and there was going to be no human beings, but he ended up stepping on his glasses. So he was remorseful and the only one. I feel like I'm that guy. I'm the only one that knows what to do, and I'm the only one that's going to be left. That's how stupid it is. And
well,
that's where medicine has blundered. And you can see, and I'm talking now to my colleagues. I have doctors who take my protocol, nurses who are, because they aren't getting sick. They're not going crazy. But what do they say?
Hey, Kat, what are the people you just mentioned, the nurses, doctors that take your, what's their attitude?
They say
this?
They're afraid they'll lose their license if they say anything, but they will take it themselves. They're going to get fired. They're going to get excoriated. They can't treat their patients, but they will take it for themselves, or they will lose their privileges. That's what they're saying. That's what, I mean, big pharmacia is behind this, because first of all, this would never have happened if they wouldn't have vaccinated the pigs. And this is because this is an industrial farm catastrophe. You've heard a lot of, you know, a lot of theories, a lot of disinformation, a lot of information. But you got to point the finger at the criminals. It's the factory farms. It's not the pangolin. That's just disinformation. We have to quit it. Everybody listening to this show, dump the junk chicken, dump the junk beef. Don't quit buying that stuff. And the pork is the worst.
Forget
Don't
the pork.
Don't be eating the pork.
Oh, my gosh. Forget pork.
But you saw what happened. I predicted it. You saw that the biggest epidemic in the United States is Smithfield Foods in Sioux Falls, and there's more cases in that pig plant than in the whole state. You don't think it's in that pig? Then something's wrong with your mind.
Let me ask you, you mentioned vaccines. We have Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, of course. Why we should listen to him about anything medical, I don't know. But both of them are saying the new normal might include some kind of, quote, immunity certificate or
vaccine
chip.
Yeah, that's what they
chip.
Love to do, is all kind of plots against humanity. Well, let them plot. You plot out your own direction.
Well, I like that.
You forget about them. Who cares? You fix your family, your loved ones. You get my free book. For the Power Hour, I put it online in 2 hours, my brand new book, and wait 2 hours. The one that's on there now needs to be edited. We just edited it. COVID Remedy. What is it subtitled? The Real Truth Revealed. On my website, for your listeners, no charge. They can
Fantastic.
Have the book for the next month. Let them get the word out. You're going to spend all your time chasing clouds. Get down to the root. You avoid factory farm food. You fight back with the natural medicines. You give people that you love the natural medicines so they don't get sick. I've already talked to 300 people with COVID-19. It's no fun. But why would a pig snout virus be any good for anybody?
What do they say to you when they call?
Well,
do
they have respiratory distress, aches, fever, big, huge anchor on their chest or anvil, restriction, fear, panic, pandemonium. And you can imagine if it felt like somebody just put 150 pounds of barbell right on, more than that, 300 pounds on your chest. It felt like all of it was collapsing. You'd go to the doctor, so what are you going to do? You don't know about the oregano. You don't know about the juice essence. You don't know about the black seed. You don't know about the kings. You don't read the scripture anymore. And if you do, you didn't pay any attention. I am not a scripture expert. I'm an oregano expert. But why would God say, look, you, clean yourself out? Now, Trump wasn't that far off. He just didn't take the time to sit down and think about it. He mused while everybody else wanted to kill him. And, yeah, I mean, you cannot take a synthetic, you know, you can't take Lysol and drink it or bleach, you'll kill yourself. But he at least said, can't we do something with something to clean it out? That he was right on. He just didn't know that it's the oregano. That's, it says in the scripture, clean yourself out. What do you suppose that meant? You suppose that meant somebody should go around, like with a big robe, a silk robe, and walk around and tell them how pure they are? Get out of here. It was a kind recommendation from the Creator for plague and pestilence. It's not a ritual. He wouldn't have said to purify yourself. It's just an herb growing in the mountains. It just so happens to be a viricide. You suppose they had a little plague back then? It used to wipe out whole societies.
We have seen different people that are selling different products, especially colloidal silver was targeted really heavy. Have you received backlash from, you know, the FDA or people coming after oregano?
I don't know because I don't take a paycheck. So I don't know what they do. I know that if you look up the companies, they're not saying anything. But me, you know, I write my look at my blog. I have 10 articles on the subject. All of them are pretty much non-commercial. I'm not selling this stuff on my website. I'm sure that no company, even North American Herbal Spice, can say anything about this. And I understand that position. All I'm saying is, God told you to take it. It's okay to get behind it. You know, it's a natural medicine. And I published a book with case histories. I think, look, here. The whole world's gone south. You can't even fly in an airplane. There's nobody home. The New York City is shut down. Governors are mandating masks. Of all stupidest thing I ever heard of is to force people into something. And so they're going to come attack me because I was telling them what to do? Look, here's another point. I can fix this situation. I know exactly what to do. I am fixing it where I can, right? The doctors and nurses who are following my advice. You give me all the hospitals. I don't want a suit and a zoot mask, and I'm not going to wear a respirator. I'll go in. I'm armed with my oregano. And I'll fix it. I'll shut the stupid thing down, and everything will go back to normal. But you have to listen to me. You can't attack me. That'd be dumb.
How do we get to the point where people like you, who have such a prominent, needed voice, expert voice, are marginalized and turned criminal? So if you go out there, and if you did something like that, I mean, you'd either be laughed at, criticized, ridiculed, or arrested. How have we gotten to the point that's our environment? I mean, it's insane.
That is our environment because of vested interest, that's all. That's all it is. Somebody trying to protect their monopoly, somebody playing a game, you know. That's why I brought the Almighty God up, because, look, he's kind enough to help out. Now we better pay attention to him. Don't pay attention to me. He told you what to do. Maybe he didn't spell it out. Hey, if you guys have a pandemic, take 5 drops of this twice a day. Come on. But use your reasoning, right?
We have seen so many varying statistics, numbers, seriousness of this. What's your sense of it?
Is nothing. It's a wimp. If you hit it with the power of cleanliness and purity and power, you know, super powerful, hot, natural. Look, I did the study. And when it started trending, Google, Twitter, Facebook were consigned to destroy that trending. And that trending had nothing to do with me. I did this study in 2003 in antiviral research, which I took the human coronavirus and showed the destruction in 2 minutes of 99.999%, 5 million viruses per centimeter of blood, published in antiviral research, trending online in holistic primary care. We then took the influenza A in 2 minutes, 99.999% destruction. Bird flu. Huh? It took 25 times the dose, but the oregano ate its socks off. It's not a claim. It's the truth. You can see the scientific study that was published in an abstract form. Shouldn't, look, here's my point. That's why I'm stirring this up. Shouldn't we look at it? Are you going to keep the world closed for 6 months? Or are you going to look at what this can do for us? You know, what natural medicines can do. I don't care who sells it. If we can get the people on wild oregano oil, really the wild stuff, not the farm raised, not farm that is 86% carvacrol, not farm added with synthetics from China that's 90% carvacrol, pay attention. Just wild oregano, a wild oregano bay leaf spray, for instance, also. What else was I going to say? If we could just cinnamon, huh? You could, you know, you get some cinnamon. You have it in a regaret too.
There's
and
the music.
You start to get better, or whatever. Protect yourself.
There's the music. There's the first break. On the other side, we're going to talk about this protocol, why oregano is different. You know, Chinese. You mentioned Chinese products, Amazon. We're going to talk about all this and more on the other side. And any of your questions, certainly feel free to call in. God bless you. So good to be with you. Cass Ingram, the Power Mall. Stay tuned. Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this Eye Complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing the wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they're able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We have the Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals that's backed by popular demand. People have requested that at Truot. Silver Solution, of course, the new Tranquil that Wayne Elliott talked about. He's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. Vitamin D, Astaxanthin, Essential Digestive Plus, Vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, Purely C from North America, Number Spice, Vitamin C. The Purely C is fantastic from the, is it Kamakama? No, I'm pronouncing that wrong. What's your vitamin C come from?
It's coming from the Amazon, wild on the and the.
Yeah, what's it called?
Any kind of a wild plant is a powerhouse. Yeah,
it's called Camu Camu. What's it called? Camu Camu.
Camu Camu.
There you go.
Camu Camu. Either one. And Acerola. Yeah.
There you
plus Rhus Coriorea. Rhus Coriorea is a great natural antiseptic. Yeah. So you have that all sourcing out your C. With no synthetic.
Very good.
Ascorbic acid. Yeah.
We have the zinc, of course, magnesium, selenium, all very important. Strauss heart drops, the cinnamon, the non-cinnamon, the cardio support, the kidney support, iron earth for your plants, grow sprouts,
yeah.
Any kind of thing. Very good. The Willard water, of course, the oregano P73, the oregano rest, which is... I love that Orega rest, but it's like a bomb in your lungs. You got anything going on in your lungs, it's like, take that for a few days. It's like a bomb goes off in your lungs. The colloidal silver, what have you, more vitamin D3, the zinc and copper renatured from Grown by Nature, selenium again, and the Orega spray, all at, and Chaga Max, and the Black Seed. All that and more at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, Cass, there was a doctor in, outside of Detroit, I think it was. It was Michigan. I think I'm pretty sure it was outside of Detroit. And they were doing intravenous vitamin C on people, treating them as for free, first responders and the people dealing with coronavirus, just kind of help them, a preventative measure. Well, the FBI came in with the FDA and shut the whole thing down. Didn't arrest anybody, but just shut the whole procedure down. Why is the FBI, why is the FDA so scared of vitamin C?
No, this is all the pharmaceutical intervention. Otherwise, we would have gone so much farther, but it's shut down everything. That's just one example of shutting down homeopathy, shutting herbal, shutting osteopathy, shutting anything that could be a threat to the financial powers to be. That's all it is.
Why do we put up with this? Why do we?
Well, I think that we have a problem because we don't believe, and we believe that if the doctor didn't tell us, we don't trust you. You know, and oh, that quackery, oh, that oregano oil. You know. So we've got a population that feeds the monster. And then we have a small segment. That's what I told you. It's like a spiritual divide. That we have this small segment that believes in the natural medicine, practices it, and none of them have any issue. Or if they did get something like this, they beat it back, and they don't even get close to going into a hospital. It's just that way. We can't change it all. Maybe this will help force a divide where we can enlighten the rest, a good portion of the public. Maybe people will be activated and enlightened by the crisis. That's kind of how God works. This is not a God thing, but through the stress, through the trials, through the tribulations, you know, the steel gets honed to become so hard that the sword can't be, you know, so it may end up that we take and get the best out of it. But meanwhile, I want to just help the people who care. You know, what would be my protocol? If I had to go into a COVID zone, I mean, okay, it's probably illegal to say, but I got to tell you what I'm going to take with me, because I'm going to drive over and hopefully do a documentary about the disease with a community of people. And when I go, if I go,
before you, let me pause you real quick. Before you go any further, let's be clear, ladies and gentlemen. The FDA has not approved this. If you want medical advice, go to a doctor. This cast is just telling his own experience. This is his experience. Take it as such. If you want medical advice, again, go to the pharmacist. Go to your local drug dealer. They will tell you. Anyway, go ahead,
They'll tell you. And I'm just going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. And when I went to Washington State during the hot times, this is what I did. Because I lectured there during the, and there were people with COVID, whatever, they had the problem in my audience, okay? So, I'm taking the wild oregano spray. That's the way it goes. I'm spraying myself. I'm letting it go into my eyes. I'm spraying my body.
Wait a minute, you spray, whoa. You're taking that oregano spray and putting it in your eyes? That burns.
Yeah. Yo, I don't burn that much, and I spray it from my arms.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I want that burn. Burn, baby. And, okay, you get a little heat, but so what? It goes away. And so I'm using that. I'm going to be taking the multiple spice, oregano rest. I am taking it. I'm taking three times a day anyway. I'm taking the oil. I'm rubbing the oil on my feet.
How much oil?
Maybe 3 capsules twice a day, or a dropper full twice a day, or half a dropper full, or 10 drops twice a day, whatever. I mean, the more probably the better, but, you know, the strong stuff. And then,
hold on.
I mean, that whole food vitamin C you were talking about, that Purely C, I take that twice a day.
Hold on, Cass. Yeah. Let's go back to the oregano, because I know...
Where's my black seed? I take the black seed too. Capsules, yeah.
Okay, so the oregano, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's get more specific about that. I know you rub it on certain parts of your body. You've said before, above the collarbone, on your feet.
I rub above the collarbone in that pocket. I rub my feet and shins, and I put, after I put the feet, I put the socks on. Okay, so I fumigated.
Why on the shins?
Because the shins are close to the lymphatic vessels. The lymphatics are right there. It goes right in there and absorbs.
In the collarbone? And why the collarbone?
In the collarbone, the lymphatic big trunks dump right there. Right there.
And so explain that about the lymph system and it getting right into it. Why is that so
important?
Well, the
lymph is like a gelatinous mass. So, you know, that you got to have these fatty oils to get anything to penetrate. And you want that lymph to pick up the oregano and the other spices so that it's circulating in the lymph to protect you. It's not complicated.
Okay, so what does the lymph do in your body system?
The lymph has all the lymph nodes and the lymphocytes and the T cells and the activators, and so it needs help. It's always trying to fight pathogens and candida and fungus. Forget it. We have 500,000 people die every year, something like that, from drug-resistant germs. This is bad enough. There's 50,000, 60,000 dead, 20,000, or, you know, maybe another 50,000. I don't know. But we already have plague and epidemic. Right? So the lymph has got to fight all that, so you got to help it with the oregano. You see, the lymphocytes, the white cells, will absorb the oregano. They do. They go find it, and they grab it. Oh, yeah, they do. All the time. They love it. And they use it to help kill germs. You got to understand, I don't care what claims you make, okay? Whatever you want to say, you say. But the oregano, it kills two things. It's a killer of germs. Nobody can dispute that. Whatever you want to say, okay? It's an antiseptic. And it's also the cytokine response, the cytokine storm.
What is that?
That's a cytokine storm, you know, when the immune system goes completely berserk and there's inflammation and blood clots and stress and fluid on the lungs, whatever, in anywhere in the liver, kidneys, that storm. Well, that gene is tampered down. It's tamped down by the oregano, the cumin, the fennel, whatever you want to talk about, cinnamon, rosemary, black seed, they all tamp it down. That's all been published. Why aren't we talking about that?
We
because
are.
Because you have the storm, I am, and you have also the oregano, or the germ. What if a substance that tamps them both? And then black seed. Black seed tones down the storm, and it black seed has three mechanisms. It has a small antiseptic power. It tamps down the storm, and it's a bronchodilator. That's important. And it's
why
been
is
used
that
in
important?
Human
why is that important?
Well, you could get the restriction, and you can't breathe, and the bronchial are spasming. You want something that'll relax them. You see.
And that's going to
have the issue.
And so, especially with this, especially with the COVID, that would be really important.
Well, I would say so. And you have 8 human trials that have already been done on it, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is black seed works. It's a God thing. You see, it works on the brain stem to prevent respiratory collapse. Now, isn't that interesting? It works on the heart.
Explain that, the brain stem.
Well, you have autonomic or automatic respiratory and cardiac response in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the black seed oil, the nigelone, and the thymoquinone somehow work on the neuromechanism to prevent diseases of the lungs and heart. And that's been proven in a number of studies. Plus, it contains a substance, thymoquinone, that if you did have a heart attack, if you did have lung damage, it goes in there and causes repair. And it even causes a reduction in the scar tissue. And oregano does it too. Why isn't anybody talking about it? Who cares what the brand is if it's 1,000 brands? The whole world's gone nuts, and the answer is right under your nose. You go to a hotel and go grab, there's a book in there. You open it up and flip through it, and you'll find the answers there. And if it was an Islamic country, you'd get the Quran, you'd take it out, you'd find the answers are in there. You see, when you take God out of the equation, you're going to have a disaster. Then you have some clown somewhere telling you he's going to vaccinate everybody and chip everybody. He's playing God. Remember, George Soros said, there's no God, I'm God. He told the reporter that. That's the world that we live in. We don't live in God's world. We live in the devil's world. Wherever God's world is, I've never seen it yet.
Well, we got a couple of callers, Cass. Let's go to a couple of callers and go from there. This is fantastic information. Christine, I think from Missouri, you said, Todd. Christine from Missouri, are you there?
Yes, Christina in Tampa City. Hello, Dr. Cass. God bless you. I want to say, with all due respect to Dr. Cass, Uncle Kevin has the Bible answer. Because the Bible says laughter is the best medicine. Laughter. And Uncle Kevin has definitely got the laughter going on. Okay, secondly, I want to thank you, Dr. Cass. I have little containers of cinnamon all around my house because the last time you were on the radio. And I am feeling great because I'm in that small percentage who believes in natural health. Also, I want to just encourage everybody. I heard this on Alex Jones' program yesterday, and I know it's true. Alex says he talks to the president on a regular basis. The president brings pallets full of mail, and he reads all of his mail. So I would suggest that everyone from the Power Hour send the president a letter and tell him and read. Recommend Dr. Cass Ingram and recommend wild oil of oregano, black seed oil, cinnamon, rosemary, honey, and etc. And definitely recommend North American Urban Spice and tell them that your favorite program is the Power Hour. Okay,
yeah.
So he will listen and he will read the letters and the message will maybe get through. And also, I would like to recommend, and thank you for letting me have this minute. I would like to recommend that everybody, when you go to the grocery store, go talk to the manager at the store and tell them you want the Power Hour products, and we want to get well, and we want cinnamon, and we want these products to get well, and we know what's going on, and wake up.
Oh, I love
that. And this is what we need to do. North American Urban Spice, thepowermall.com. I went to CVS Pharmacy, and the guy was so grateful. I wrote down all the websites. I told him, this is what you need. And he was like thanking me all over the place. Okay, over and out.
Yeah, because people are dying senselessly. Such a wonderful thing you're saying.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Katz.
Oh, thank
Christine,
you for that.
Christine, you too. Wow, what a
call,
Christine.
You know, he brought up something so important.
Huh? Go ahead,
yes.
Christine. Last thought.
Write a letter, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, whatever the zip code is, find it out. Write
I got it here.
Tell them. Okay, bye.
Oh, well
got
done.
It here.
Well said, well said.
Yes,
well
that's
said.
Fantastic. Let me give
yeah,
you
I mean, they might as well let Mr. Trump be a little heroic here because they made fun of him, and he was the only president I've ever seen that said, hey, you guys should look at zinc. Hey, you know, is there any way we can clean people out with an antiseptic? He had the right idea, so let's flourish it. And turn it into something. Now,
here's the. Let me give the address really quick, Cass. Write a letter. Tell him, hey, on the Power Hour, I heard Cass Ingram, and he talked that you want to disinfect. I think, tell him, I think you're on to something, President. We do need to put some disinfectant in the people. Here's the study from 2003, antiviral research, Wild Oregano from North American Works. Here's the address. President Trump, or I guess you address it straight to him, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. So 20,500. 20500. Okay. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. That's his address. I think that's a great idea, Christine. Let's write him. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and she brought up something so important, and that is, where's their sense of humor? Very good. And also, what's your attitude? Isn't your attitude, this is crazy? This is insane? You know, you're going to live your life? You're not going to let something take you down? Isn't that the attitude?
That's the attitude we should have, isn't it? We got another caller. Let's go to them. This is fantastic. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. Frank in Ohio, what's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Mr. Cass Ingram, it's so good to hear you. And I want to give a testimony. Being in my 70s and a cigarette smoker, that oregano oil really helped me out tremendously in my home. Even though I'm a smoker, that helped with respiratory problems and health problems. And I want to back you up on that and give testimony. When we talk to the president, I think the most important thing is that we're being censored and they're knocking off all the good messengers off Twitter and Google. I think, and so they're killing the messengers, get them offline. If we can't get, and with all due respect to you, the corporate farming, I agree with Dr. Ingram that the corporate farming, you know, has taken over our food production, and then China buying Smithfield, they're incrementally going to come in and financially take over our food production and stuff and take over our country financially and politically incrementally. What I think is two of the big problems that our president needs encouragement that we will back him if he starts moving on things like stopping the censorship going on by Google and Twitter, the censorship, and knocking people off there. Another thing is with the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, if he doesn't move forward on prosecution of these people, and if they don't step in, the Department of Justice and Attorney General step in on prosecution of some of the criminality that's been done, And if Mr. Trump doesn't use his executive power to undo the Patriot Act and keep America free and constitutional,
yes,
then we need to encourage Mr. Trump and his administration to push forward in this time of hardship to really do the right things. And
we do.
I'll go ahead and stop, but I wanted to give a testimony to the oregano oil, and it's good to hear you, Dr. Ingram.
Hey, nice to hear you, and thank you for that testimony.
Thank you, Frank.
Keep taking it. You know, if he can add this Aregarest to his protocol, he'll see just that much more result.
Let me ask you a couple questions, Cass, about, I don't know when it was on. It wasn't the last time you were on, maybe two times or three times ago. You told the story. This has been bothering, and this is an issue with the Power Mall, is that people will learn about products here at the Power Mall, then they go to Amazon, which I understand. They think, oh, wow, I can get this cheaper. Will you please tell the story about somebody that bought some oregano off Amazon? They said, wow, this tastes weird or something.
Well, the first thing I would do first thing I'd do is be loyal. So that if Power Mall has to pay for the airtime, so we can't go save $5. We have to pay the extra $5 and buy it from the Power Mall, because we have to defend liberty and justice by supporting the system. But, yes, we do have, there is the problem of counterfeit oregano oils. There are a couple of them. So that you buy it on Amazon or eBay, you get it, and it isn't even made by North American Herb. It's made in China by counterfeiters that then sell to U.S. little shops in the U.S. These are not stores. I mean, if you went into the health store, you can get the right thing, of course. But yeah, I mean, I would just be loyal. Don't be disloyal. You heard it here.
Well, people, they act by loyalty. Our audience is very good, and their core audience is extremely loyal, and we're loyal to them. But this is a bigger issue than just the Power Mall.
People
want to save a dollar, so they'll buy from Amazon and really.
Well, they can buy from you. If somebody strange person is listening now, they can. How do they find it? Because you know you buy directly from the company. Everything you sell is correct.
ThePowerMall.com is the website, right? This is a bigger issue. This bothers me so much that there's so much. Everything is counterfeited. Everything is fake. I'm so sick of anything that's good getting co-opted by
the
system.
There's nothing at the federal level being done. See, the company itself has to prosecute the counterfeiter, chase them while they morph into two or three other forms or whatever.
Right, forget it. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any justice. There's none. I think the only justice is when you go to and you start to live, which is when a person's no longer here. I mean, you could spend your whole life chasing justice, and all you do is feed these attorneys who are part of the system. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with attorneys. They have a purpose. I know that. But how are you going to get any justice? You show me how you're going to get it from this world.
Cass, you know, do you know what 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean is?
Is that the muck? What is
no.
it?
No. It's a good start.
That's right.
Oh, it's a okay.
It's a good start.
Where's Mr. Kevin? He could throw some light on it.
Uncle
right.
Kevin knows.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah. I don't want to get into too many lawyer jokes. Oh, my God. Because they're listening now, and we need their help just to get the word out at least. The attorneys know it too. You're consigned to submit yourself to be loyal to the devil. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We got about 2 minutes. It's always a pleasure having you on. I always envision you with your little outfit on, with boots on, at the side of some hill.
In the bush.
Yeah,
he's got Greek, boots up to his knees.
In Greece somewhere.
That's only 5 minutes out of the year. Hey, okay, so the protocol is you got to take your oil of oregano. You should be using your spray. I mean, there's no use in getting junk. If you can get that multiple spice and the black seed oil and maybe some of the whole food vitamin C, man.
Yes. What about Chagamax? We never talk about the Chagamax.
Chagamax is for adapting, so you can adapt better to life and fight back, and for the immune system. Big. It's big stuff. It's raw chaga, wild chaga with the oregano and the birch bark. So if you want, got anybody with a strength deficiency or lack of stamina? Well, they got to take it.
The chaga gives them strength, gives them stamina. How's it do that?
And also the stupid psoriasis and eczema to support the system against that, they got to take it. Or this, if your system is down for a count, you got to take it.
Psoriasis and eczema. Take the chocolate. Why are those connected?
Because it has the SOD and RNAs, DNAs, ergosterol synthase. All those enzymes help fight back, but you can't do it with cooked chag. It's got to be the raw kind. That's why the capsules are so good for those types of vitiligo, skin disorders, also bronchial conditions, also, what's it called for chag? Cardiovascular, prostate. Yeah, it's got some. There's certain areas it's good. Yeah.
Do you realize? You know, there's the music, but do you realize that you're like on the edge? On the front edge, on the front line here, and that your information is. Do you realize how powerful?
I have no idea. All I know is I predicted this problem, and I said what it is. I said we're going to knock it out. We are knocking it out.
There we go.
And we're going to defeat it. That's all I know.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. Cass Ingram, Joel Skousen on the other side. God bless you. Stay tuned. Thanks, Cass.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.